This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
It is Sunday, May 7th, 2017, and Bowl Breakdown is back, and I have a nice guest with me. Next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love it. It's so breezy. It's so Los Angeles. It's so fashion in LA. I love it. Hi, welcome to the Bold Breakdown, the Bold Beautiful After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm James Lott Jr. Of course, you know who I am. You can follow me at James Lott Jr. Where all James Lott Jr.'s are sold all over the place, everywhere. And I have a guest with me tonight. You guys have asked for him, and I got him. Matthew Evan Payne.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back.
Yes, we can find you at Matthew E. Payne, right?
You can find me at Matthew E. Payne on Twitter and Instagram. I am so excited to be back here.
There you go. Now, we gotta explain to people out there before we continue.
Yes.
So he does Dish and Days, which opens our soap block. That's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 5:30.
And so, it's 8 o'clock right now.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you, people have asked about you every week, and I'm like, you can't always come every week because just that's a whole gap in between for him to waste another show. So, you know, he loves Bold and Beautiful. He loves watching it. He comes on when he can, but he can't always do every single...
And I love coming on.
Yeah, you do. I know you
but,
do.
And I live nowhere near the studio, near AfterBuzz.
Neither of us do.
Sometimes I like to get home
after... Yay, Steven is back.
Steven's back. Steven Fode.
Oh, Steven Fode. That's so funny.
Well, I guess it would be Stephen Forrester and Matthew Fode.
Yes.
Right.
There you go. There you go. Got it. Yeah, because you're Stephen on the show.
That's right.
That's right. Either you call you that's funny. That's so funny, you guys. Yes, I was also on Soap Party 411 yesterday with Candace and the folks, and I was on that. So we did talk. So I was on there for like 2 hours.
How fun.
I crashed their party. I just called in and said, hi, it's me. And they're like, oh, my God, it's Stephen Jr. So you can go to iTunes for that. So Party 101.
Thank you, everyone, for the welcome.
Did it say
back.
To tell you?
I appreciate it.
In the fashion house.
There is nothing like crashing a good party.
You know, I do all the time on this day. So it's actually fair play.
It's fun.
Triple shot of James today. That's right. You got three. You get three of me today. Three. Four of me today. Three of me. Yeah, three of me. Something like that. You guys,
you're a busy man.
I am busy.
You popped into Days of Our Lives.
I did.
You did General Hospital.
I did two breaking interviews on Black Hollywood Live, and now I'm doing this. I've had four shows today.
I asked Maria Menounos this on the red carpet. I'm going to ask you, how do you maintain a busy schedule?
I have good time management skills. It's seriously, I saw your interview with her. You just do it. You're in it. You do it. I have good time management skills. And like she says, I have good people that help me around me. I'm surrounded by good people that help me with scheduling and this and that and the other. I love everything that I do.
Yeah.
And so I find a way to do it.
You love it.
I love it.
And it shows in your work.
I just thank you. I do three radio shows. I do TV shows here. I write a blog. I wrote two books. I'm a third book. I do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But everything that I'm doing, I like. So I find time to schedule it and make it happen. And whether it's just like, I write a book for an hour. That hour, I focus on the book. Check my emails for 2 hours. Then for 2 hours, I just check my emails.
And when that 2 hours is up, do you stop checking your emails?
Yep.
You're done. You close the computer.
I'm done for now. And then I move on to the next thing I'm going to do.
Okay.
And then if it's gardening, then I go outside and I garden for 2 hours. So I schedule that. I always say schedule time off too if you have to. If you're like me where I don't have a 9-to-5 schedule.
Right.
And so, and my radio shows, I try to space them out. Then after that, I take maybe a couple hours off after the radio show to decompress before I do TV stuff. Like, I'm always kind of thinking of that kind of stuff.
Maybe you can hire Katie Logan to help you with your scheduling, because they're trying to figure out what to do
with her. It's like, bearing her time than being with, you know, Quinn and the jewelry thing with Ivy. I could totally use some Heather Tom in my life.
Katie Logan's so fun to watch.
She said, I think after, so you missed the last couple of years where she was just like a Debbie Downer. Now it's fun. Like, she's having a good time. You can tell Heather Tom's having a great time, too.
Yeah.
It's having fun. But we'll talk about all that, okay. Of course. Hello to all my other co-hosts in here, of course. You guys, Jacob and Candace and Ethel and Michelle D. Haywood, Smurfy Boy. Let's see, Nakisha. Hi, Nakisha. Let's see. So far, I guess, so you got Candace. You guys are in there. Bellarina Sweets.
And I know Jacob from the Dish and Days After Show, The Days of Our Lives After Show. Hi, Jacob. Thank you for always being such a loyal fan.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
And now Bellarina Sweets says, hey, I've been binge-watching your bold breakdowns. I'm so glad to be able to watch you live from Niagara, California.
Whoop, whoop.
Where's Niagara, California? Because I know Niagara Falls in New York, but where's Niagara, California? I don't know where that is. But I'm so glad you're in here, Bellarina. That's great. Thank you. Hope you enjoy the show. I try to give you guys a good time.
A good time, call.
Call James Law Jr. and his guests. Okay, so go to iTunes. Go to YouTube. Bold and Beautiful After Show is where you'll find it. That's the other name for Bold Breakdown. You'll see all the episodes there. My Bold and Beautiful mini spotlights are on my JLJ Media YouTube channel.
Yep.
And the latest one is out. You guys can look at this about Zenday. So you got to look at that one. We'll talk about why. It's a good episode. People are already commenting and watching the episode that I did. So just keep doing that. And the new miniseries, Bold and Beautiful Rewind, is coming soon. Now, first, we'll get into anything. I was doing my lot in Los Angeles. And it's the 30th anniversary of Bold and the Beautiful. So I've been showing the 30th anniversary of myself. This picture of me and my mother in 1987. I'm wearing a guest jacket.
Yeah, you are.
My mother has her high hair and her blue eyeshadow. Yes, we're twins. And of course, I'm wearing gloves for some reason. What the? I don't know why I'm wearing gloves.
Are you in California here?
Yeah, that's over in Inglewood. It's here in LA. I hadn't left home yet. I was here visiting. I mean, I'm still living here. I hadn't left yet.
Why are you wearing gloves?
I have no idea. That guest jacket I bought at the Sherman Oaks Galleria, I paid $110 for it at the time, and I wore it to death. It was Stonewash. If you guys from the 80s, you remember Stonewash? No, you get it twisted. We all had some Stonewash jeans. My mom's wearing her outfit. I love it. You go on, Bonita. And then the next picture, at my graduation from high school, my mother, my father, and my late grandmother, my mother's mother, Mitzi. She was like 4'2 or whatever. She's like tiny. But that's at my graduation.
Wow.
And you see me not smiling because I wasn't happy my father was there. I didn't want him to be there, and he showed up. little dirt, little shade for Sunday. But he was there.
Bold and the Beautiful.
It was. That's James Lott Sr. And look, he's wearing that kind of double-breasted kind of suit thing, whatever. It's like, those were 80s. But I graduated high school in 1987, as you guys know, 30 years ago. And I'm going to my reunion, which will be in October in Las Vegas. So, and then my mom again, and my grandma. Oh, Mitzi, she was fun. My grandma Mitzi taught me how to drink coffee, which was like the worst habit on earth.
How do you drink your coffee?
I don't drink it anymore.
No?
2.5 years I haven't had coffee.
Good for you.
I feel much better. I just drink it black, which is some sugar.
Sounds familiar.
Yes, that's why I want it. But I don't drink it anymore. So those are a little bit of me I keep showing you guys.
Ooh, Smurfy Boy has shade.
What do you
say? I'm hopping off the Katie train.
Uh-oh.
See, I'm jumping right on.
I'm all in.
Choo-choo.
I'm all in. So let's go into it. Let's talk about Monday. Sorry, because we weren't on last week. Congratulations to Scott Clifton for lead actor.
Yes.
He has the trifecta. He's won acting every single male acting category: younger actor, supporting, and lead.
He was stunned. I was there. He was genuinely stunned
won. You could tell he was stunned because I thought somebody else was going to win, but that's another story. But
who did you think was going to win?
I thought Billy Flynn actually thought he had a chance.
I thought Billy was going to win.
I really thought he was going to win because the fans like him, the industry likes him. I thought, and he had a really good reel.
Right.
I just thought he was going to win.
And a lot of people were saying that if it hadn't been Billy who took it, it was supposed to go... Not supposed to. Yeah, there's no supposed to. But it should have gone to Brian Craig.
No, he won. No, that's a supporting actor.
Is that different category?
And he won.
That's right.
And he won. But I forgot. There was another person in the lead actor.
Yeah, who was it?
I'm blanking out who it was.
Oh, that's right. That was Pearson who said that. Pearson said he would be happy if Brian won.
And Brian deserved.
Right.
I'm looking out for a lead actor, but I just was shocked. Lead actress, I'm sorry, Laura Wright was robbed from General Hospital, or Heather Tom was robbed for Bold and Beautiful.
And Phyllis won.
And she's
Gina
good.
Tognoni?
Yeah, she's good. I mean, all the reels were good. I just thought that Laura Wright, losing Morgan, and her scenes were just, gut-wrenchingly amazing. And Heather Tom, I told her when she was on the show, I said, you're going to get nominated for an Emmy. She's like, ah, no, you are. And she did. And her scenes where Brooke and Bill Schumacher think she was crazy.
When she swiped the mantle?
Yes. I love it. She was like, yeah! It was just like, she had good scenes. And it was good.
Everyone's shady tonight. Heywood Wong said, Billy Flynn free zone, please.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Oh, Christoph St. John. That's the one who I thought should have won for lead actor. His scenes with Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura back on Star Trek, were amazing. He played her mother. But he reconciled with his mother.
Yep.
And those scenes by the bedside. That's what I'm saying. If Billy didn't win, I thought Christoph St. John should have won. He's been on the show for 100 years, too. So I agree with you. Candace Mack, yes, I agree with you. You know, you agree with me. Laura was robbed, yes. Anyway, so I just want to get those. But congratulations to Scott Clifton. I mean, he won. Good
yes,
for him.
Congratulations.
He's
to
a nice
Scott
guy.
Clifton.
He's a nice guy. Congratulations, and I hope
he really is very
nice.
Yeah,
he's a really nice guy. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. And so congratulations. I'm just saying we were all shocked and everything, but good for him.
I was observing the guys from Bold and the Beautiful at the award show, and they're like brothers.
I saw what he did. Anthony Turpel, our
yes,
buddy,
love him.
And I saw at the end. He's like, "Guys, take a picture together." You're like, "Okay."
He watches.
I know he watches.
So hi, Anthony.
I know you love Anthony. You know, he watches. He totally watches the show.
Yeah,
he's great.
He's really kind.
I agree.
Yeah,
and he has a bright future ahead of him.
I think so too.
I really do. I think he's a good guy. He knows how I feel about him. I think he's a really good guy.
He's wonderful.
Okay, so Monday and Tuesday. So Monday, okay. First of all, I want to say, welcome back, Dan Martin and Lawrence St. Victor. We get to see our two black men back.
I love Lawrence.
Both of them have been on the show. They're friends of the show. I love them both. Lawrence St. Victor is a super nice guy. Very hot, but super nice guy. And Dan Martin, another really nice guy. And I love that he had him on, was it on Tuesday? He ate the hot dog. He's known for, I don't know if you've ever seen the show before, he's known for liking his hot dogs. So when Pam gave him a hot
dog,
it was an ode to his past. When I brought him on the show, I said, I should got you a hot dog. Like,
and they were
happening.
Getting restless waiting for Thomas and
Sally. Stop talking.
Sally, that's right.
So Sally gets arrested, basically. But Thomas is really, it's funny because Thomas, how do you feel about Thomas kind of sticking up for her in a weird way after she did all that to him?
It's love. He loves her, so he's going to stick up for her.
Yeah.
I think that he said it perfectly. She made a mistake, and she should be punished to a degree for what she's done. But he doesn't want to see her facing criminal charges. So he's going to fight for her.
That's really interesting. That's really interesting that he's just like, no, we're going to work this. We're going to work this out.
Well, and you, because someone's got to be in her corner, because Steffi's absolutely not.
No. But even she was kind of like, I do feel bad on some level.
I think she feels more bad for Coco.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Because Steffi's tune change when Coco was like, can I say something? And Steffi was like, absolutely, yeah. I'd love to hear from you. Meanwhile, moments before, she was like, arrest the young one, too. Like,
and she was Cruella de Vil. Like, get them all.
Yeah.
All Dalmatians.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, all of them. That was kind of...
The whole Spectre clan. Right?
That's true. But I felt like Steffi was kind of like, okay, well, you know, maybe... I mean, she has to pay, but, you know, I don't know.
Daisy Flower... I just lost it. Says that she can't
buy this love story.
Right.
I can too. There's a thing. And Pearson said it on the show. He said, I love you too fast. But that's just how the shows work. I know half the fans are still mad because they want a Caroline Thomas Redux. Or they want Sasha back on the show. She's not in the credits anymore, so I don't know what happened there. Because we kind of warmed up to them too. So people are kind of upset a little bit about that. And I think he likes chemistry with all three of them, so it doesn't matter to me. But I like selling him together. It does work for me.
I just don't want them to do the whole mixing and matching with, like, her and one of Bill's kids. Like, I don't want it to be, like, her and Wyatt.
Well, you never know, because this is...
It's going to happen, though. There's going to be some sort of different pairing at some point, I would...
Maybe. I mean, this is what Bold and the Beautiful does. They do this. They share. I mean, they just kind of...
It's like incest.
Yes.
Yeah.
They all share. I mean, everyone's been with everybody's brother and sister and cousin. I mean, like, it's just kind of...
Yeah. They do that on Days, too.
I do, but I think Bold and the Beautiful does it more. I think because it's a shorter, smaller cast, it just seems more incestuous. I feel like Bold and the Beautiful is taking the cake where everyone's been with each other's father, brother, and cousin. And
it's normal.
And it's just normal.
Yeah.
I mean, because literally everyone, Steffi used to be with Rick at one point, and so and so is over. I mean, it's all crazy.
Candace Mack just said Wyatt, Sally, Thomas. I don't want that to be like the trio. I don't want Sally going between Wyatt and Thomas.
Caroline, can you and Douglas hop on a plane to save Thomas? That's funny. Wyatt is supposed to rebound. He is kind of the rebound guy a lot of times.
Wyatt needs a new hairdo.
Oh, poor Darren Brooks. His hair's growing a little long or whatever.
He's sweet, but he needs to like spike it or something. Clean up the sides.
But basically, you know, she's hauled off to jail on Mondays. I mean, basically by Monday, I mean, she's there. And on Tuesday, Eric and Rich talk. They find out what's going on, of course. And Eric's just trying. He still wants to know what's going on.
Yeah, it's like, Eric, you'll find out. Easy.
I just want to really know what happened with you and brother. He has every week he asks that.
Yeah.
Nobody ain't telling you nothing. So I'm like, get the message.
Rich is like, don't know if you want to know. Don't think you want to know. Right?
Yes, I just do. Oh, my God. I think it's hilarious. And to me, I love when the women got together. When Katie and Ivy and Quinn and Pam are all talking And I just think it's so funny because Katie's having the time of her life, so to speak, just taunting her, just like, and trying to talk to Brooke like, Brooke, come on, girl, like Brooke's not having it. She's like, we're not telling Eric. I feel bad for Eric and Eric. It's like, I mean, because nothing. Okay, something did happen because they kissed several times. That is emotional cheating, but they haven't even slept together. There's so much mileage they're pulling out of this. They haven't even slept together. It was crazy.
But I was saying, was it to you earlier that it was It was an emotional
You mean Alexis love affair. I'm talking about Alexis. Alexis Torres, you guys love, who used to do the show here. You can't spike a receding hairline, Matt. Ooh, dang. About Wyatt. Does Darren Brooks have receding hairline?
I don't know. I mean, it falls forward. The hair goes forward. So I don't know if...
Some shade?
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't know. Brooke and Katie were talking, and she notices she's wearing Bill's ring. That was a very awkward moment.
Desk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I'll do this. I was so funny. Wait, it was this hand, I think. She was like, yeah, can you take care of this? It's like, and there's a ring. It's like, ding, 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 ding. She's like, oh. Katie's like, oh, you're wearing Bill's ring again. I mean, the cute little part, too, that came right before that, the redhead kid named Ginge. What was that about?
That was Ed and Melody Thomas Scott's child.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, he was cute. I was like, Jin, he's redhead named Jin.
But you caught that too. I was like, and I actually waited till that, because I said, he's got to be someone. Like,
yeah, he's got to be somebody. Right. Okay, yes, okay. Because he kind of came out, and they're like, he's really cute. I'm like, oh, no, I mean, it was fine. It's like all of a sudden, it just kind of came in. But
Katie commented that he was cute, yes. Or the girls commented that he was cute. Yes. Yeah.
She's saying that, you know, I trust Bill. And then Brooke figures out, wait a minute. Why are you working with Quinn? Are you blackmailing Ridge and Quinn? I thought it was so funny. Yeah,
she's like, knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She knows.
And then Ivy walks in. I love it that, and she's like, oh, no, she knows too. She's like, all of a sudden they're talking, and Brooke's like, how do you say this in front of her? And she's like, she knows also. All the women together. I love that. I love that all the women were together.
And we can't forget that Charlie knows too.
Well, see, everybody kept saying it. Well, okay, so I was going to mention that, because then Ridge walks in. And I just said, Ridge and the women. I couldn't stop laughing. That was the funniest scene to me. For some reason, I just couldn't stop chuckling. And it's like, we can't talk. Let's put it to rest. Everybody's just fighting back and forth. And you guys, let's just put it to rest. And I'm like, and they go, we don't want you to know anyway. I'm like, no, Charlie knows.
Yep.
And Pam. Because Charlie, did Charlie tell Pam?
Charlie told Pam. Yes. And Pam was like, leave it alone, Charlie. Yeah.
I agree with you. I think everybody's going to be more upset that everybody knew but him. It's going to be a whole classic case of, everyone knew but I did.
Oh,
he's gonna. Those scenes will be amazing. Amazing scenes, though.
Yeah, that could be Emmy nominated scenes. He is going to let Quinn have it. I think. I mean, I think he's gonna kick her out of the house.
Well, he's gonna let everybody have it. I think. He's gonna let Katie have it. He's gonna let Ridge have it. Oh my God! It's gonna be amazing. Amazing.
Will that be irreparable damage for his relationship with Ridge?
I don't know. They've been doing this before with Brooke, so years ago. But this is like, on top of everything else, I mean, again, they haven't slept together, so it's going to be interesting to see how far Eric will take this. You may say, "Well, they kissed several times; that is bad," but they didn't sleep together. At least, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Quinn can talk himself out of it.
Do you think that it was intentional that they didn't sleep together?
I think so. Yes, I think the writers that be, I think it's very smart. It's a different twist on it. That they didn't sleep together, that they hate each other, but an emotional something. That those scenes in San Francisco changed everything.
Yep. But do you think that they still love each other?
Who and who?
Quinn and Ridge. Because they went from hate to a strong attraction.
They're still there. They're still there.
It's not over.
It's there, but I think they're playing it like they can't believe it's still there too. Like they're like, why do we like each other?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's what it is. And I love it. It's a nice twist. I love it.
Yep. I do too.
Eric is going to rip into Ridge so hard and ready. Woo! And yeah, Brooke too. He's going to be mad at Brooke. No, he's going to be mad at everybody. But I think the brunt of it will be, of course, Quinn and Ridge. But I think Kay's going to get some part of it too because he's going to find out she was blackmailing and you're supposed to be my friend and you move in. I mean, it's going to be juicy. It's going to be juicy.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be appreciative of Katie keeping it a secret.
Nope. Okay, you guys, so our first bold flashback today. You guys love my flashbacks.
I do.
This one is Kristen. Kristen, the daughter that's barely on, of course. She gives a cold shoulder to Stone. It was just a weird scene where she's with Thorne, and she gives a cold shoulder to her mother.
Is Kristen Anthony's wife?
Yes, and Zendy's mother.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Kristen?
Hey, Mom.
Where's your father?
I'm not sure.
Well, when he gets back, have him call me on my cell phone, right?
Oh, good. You're all here.
Hey, what's this about?
Rick and Amber need us.
They lost their baby at the time, so. Oh, I miss me some Stephanie. I just want to show that. It was kind of fun because we're going to talk about Zendaya in a second. This is why I'm showing some Kristen clips because people were like, what about Kristen? So that was a scene. Amber and Rick were together and they lost a baby. And this was years ago. So it was kind of this one little thing there.
Rick, Jacob Young?
Yep, Jacob Young. Rick's been with everybody. I mean, that's another, it's all Ancestors, been there with everybody too. Let's see. Okay, we can just show one more clip. I forgot to tell you about this down this way. This is where Eric finds Tony and Kristen together in 2001. And I'd love to see with Eric. He'd work it out.
No!
Do it, Eric. All right.
Did you hear that music?
The music is a bomb. It's total soap music.
So Eric walked in on Kristen and...
And Tony. It was Zendy's parents.
Oh, okay.
And what had happened was... Zendy, we'll talk about this in a second, about his whole Forrester thing. This is such an interesting storyline that's happening today because it's rooted in history. Anthony worked for Spectra, and Kristen was trying to get Anthony away from him and bring him to Forrester. Her dad said, go get him from them, and he's a good, talented designer. He said no, and they started having sex and dating. Then Eric found out he didn't like that. So he works for Spectra.
Why did Eric care?
He thought he didn't want Spectra to have, because Spectra was downhill again. And he wanted a good designer. He wanted them to succeed. He wanted to steal a designer from them.
Yeah,
and he was a good designer. So that was just something back then. But the music, I think Eric looks better now than he did back in the day. I think he looks so good these days.
He looks so good.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. I just want to show that. So that's when Zendaya's parents actually first got together back in 16 years ago.
Wow.
That's kind of crazy. So, and I said, I'm showing all this because we're going to talk about Zendaya, of course, coming up on Wednesday. But first, Thomas and Steffi.
Zendaya's been sorest or whatever.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
He was. He was played by another, if you go to my, well, you see my mini spotlight, it's about Zendaya. You'll see the original Zendaya picture of the kid who played him. He's on that episode.
No non-soap fan would know what Sorest was, but everyone who's listening
probably
does.
Oh, they know it is. Yeah, they all know it. They all know it. Eric is the man. He has broke that door down, knocked Sheila out with a gun, and was nude on a ledge. He was. I mean, yeah, Eric's had a very interesting life.
You know I love the Sheila flashbacks.
Yes. Oh, and I want Amber to return. Me too. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Amber. I was a big fan. She was on Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful.
Who played Amber?
Adriana Franz.
God, you're good. Oh, Amber. I know Amber.
I loved Amber.
Yeah.
They originally brought up on real life when Usher was on the show.
Yeah.
And he played the original, I forgot his name, but he had sex with Amber. And one of the best storylines on earth. Oh my god, you guys, longtime fans remember this. I gotta find the flashbacks to that. We didn't know if it was gonna be Rick's or Usher's. So
until she gave birth?
Yes. So I remember it was like a 2-day event. There's a storm, and she's pushing, like, oh my god, my baby, oh my god. She's pushing. At the very end, it comes out. And she's like, what is it? And we're like, what color is it? And then the lights went out. Then the next day, they pick it back up, but the baby's not crying. So we're like, what's going on? She's got camera baby crying. What's going on? What's going on with the baby? And it took us for a while. We found out it was Rick's baby. But it was like the best cliffhanger. It was just like, what is it? I'm like, what color is it? And then it was it's white.
Fade to black.
Fade to black, like literally.
Yep.
So that was a great, you played Raymond, thank you. It was a great storyline. It was a fun storyline. But yeah, Amber was the bomb. I loved Amber so much. And she was a great person. So Thomas and Sally, Thomas and Steffi, they're thinking about each other. Thomas and Steffi are talking about Sally. Thomas keeps thinking about Sally, of course. Sally gets bailed out by Saul, our buddy Saul, who you interviewed also on
yes,
the Emmys.
I love him too.
I posted all of your interviews on the Bold Breakdown page. So all the interviews with him from the Emmys for Bold Breakdown, they're all on the page on Facebook.
Thank you.
I did for all the soap series.
I follow Bold Breakdown on Facebook and I didn't even see that.
They're on there.
Thank you very much.
They're on there. Alex Wise is his name. He's really cute. He's really cute.
He's really cute.
I'm talking about the show.
He's really quick.
Yeah.
He has great banter.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm working on getting him, Courtney Hope, the other one you interviewed, the other Courtney. I'm working on all of them coming on the show. So I'm working on PR.
Courtney Grosbeck.
Yeah, that's
Coco.
Yes. You interviewed them and they're on the page too. So I'm trying to get them all on the show.
Yes.
So you'll get to see them. But so the charge is 15 years in prison. And so I was like, we're out of business. I don't know. And then CJ walks in. So I want you guys to know this. I'm in talks to have Mick Cain on the show. We're actually really seriously in talks to have him on the show. But he walks in the Spectra and talks about the building about being it's going to be demolished because they need $100,000.
Doable.
It can't. Well, we're going to talk about that. It's going to come up. I mean, later on in the week, we're going to talk about that.
They need a Kickstarter, GoFundMe, something.
They need a designer, I think.
Yeah, and I think they might have to.
So, yes. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Zenday and Nicole are talking, and he's like, I really don't wish Sally any bad stuff. I mean, he was suspect of it, which he was right to be. But Zenday has sketches, which surprised me too. I like everybody else, and I was like, were you guys completely shocked? Also, all of a sudden, he wanted to be a designer because he's a photographer. But it works for me. But I was just like everybody else. I was shocked. Just like, oh, he wants to be a designer. And he says, being a photographer is fine, but he doesn't really want to do that anymore. Who misjudgmental for some reason got on my nerves this episode was Maya. Just so like, to Nicole, I don't know. I mean, is this something you should do? I mean, he's a photographer. I'm like, why do you care so much anyway? Like, who almost says something. Why do you care?
Who are you?
Oh, like, who are you? My girl. Calm down.
I loved our text exchange.
Oh, yes.
Last night at, 9:30?
Oh, God, yes.
I'm, like, catching up on Bold and the Beautiful, and I was like, do you like Zenday? To James Lyon Jr.
I'm like, yes. I'm like, he's hot. We just love him. Yes. Or I'm on the show. I'm talking about Rome. I'm talking about Flo. So.
And as I continue to watch Wednesdays and Thursdays episodes, the texts just start rolling into James about this Zenday storyline.
Yes. He's hot. I mean, he needs more of a storyline. I've been saying that for a long time. But I just thought Maya was being really just like unnecessarily judgmental. Like, let him try it. He's a forester. Let him try it. But then Zenday comes in, and here's the interesting exchanges. So Zenday comes in with Steffi and Thomas.
Yeah.
And was like, he shows the designs. You could tell they kind of liked a few of them. They kind of liked him.
Kind of.
But they were like, we're in crisis mode. And yes.
If they hadn't, that was strange to me. Like, we're in crisis mode, such a crisis, yeah. But no, you can't help us.
Right.
Either don't have them be in such a crisis, because they should have been like, we'll make this work.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Well, he was nice about it. He kept saying, well, tell me what I need to do. If it's not good enough, like, tell me what steps I need to make it better. I'm willing to learn. We can't teach right now. We're really busy. I'm like, you're busy talking about Sally. That's what you're really busy about.
Yeah.
But I was just like... But then Zenday brings up good points. I felt Zenday's pain. I thought this is great use of history. He's like, what about me? Rich is your father. You got opportunities because he's your father. And he said, well, I ever get a real opportunity here. I'm a Dominguez. I'm not really a Forester.
Which is when the texts continued on with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
And so I see this coming, you guys. I'm like, okay, this is working for me.
Yeah, me too.
This is working for me because it's rooted in some kind of truth. And I know, so legitimately, Thomas and Steffi aren't Forresters, the Maroneys, but that's another story. Because Rich was raised by Eric and he considers them Forresters. And Stefano DeMuro is their father, their grandfather. when he played, Joe. So just say they're Forresters and whatever. He's a Forrester too by adoption. He's actually more Forrester kind of in some ways than they are. I agree with you guys. We didn't like how he shot Zendaya down either. It was like, he said he was willing. He knew he wasn't perfect. He was like, show me. And there was just some good stuff in there. And they both were like, meh. I was like, excuse you.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. And see, Thomas started out more as a proponent.
Yeah.
And then Steffi was like, I don't know. Like I felt like she was in Thomas's ear.
Yeah.
Putting the designs down. And Thomas was like, yeah, you're right. These are garbage.
I know. I was just like, excuse you? I don't even understand.
And I'm kidding, everyone. I don't want tweets about that. I know she wasn't calling them garbage.
No.
But they were very dismissive of Zendaya's designs.
So Michelle D says, I get Zendaya has issues, but he was really doing too much. He was an intern last weekend and fast-tracked a photographer. I know you're exaggerating for fun. But yes, I don't know. I feel like this show, they fast-tracked the other folks. Give the Black Foresters some stuff. I'm all about the Black Foresters. Come on.
They could have been like, one of them could have been like, I'll help
yes.
Zendaya, and we can get these off the ground.
Yeah.
What is Steffi doing? Like, she's such a know-it-all about design, but I don't see her with a pencil in her hand.
Nope.
Thomas stayed up until what? 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
He stayed up late.
Yes.
Eric stayed up late. Where was Steffi coming in fresh-faced?
She was fresh-faced, and her hair all coiffed. You go, bitch.
I really do like Steffi, too,
by the way. I love Steffi.
I feel like it's always like you always have to clarify, kind of.
I know.
I do like
Steffi.
We're talking
crap, but I mean, I do. I mean, I'm a Steffi fan, so I've always been like, I mean, I think she's hot. So, Jacqueline Mignogna's word's hot.
Tomi said that she gave Thomas and Steffi side eye. Oh, and so did Daisy Flower.
That's so funny.
And I texted James the side eye emoji.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was like, excuse me? I went off and say, excuse me, bitch. Yeah.
She might as well have been like, you're actually just a Dominguez.
Yeah. Basically, she's just very grateful.
He read between the lines.
Sure, he was pissed. Dr. Nicole, he was pissed. And then later on, this is where I'm like, okay, this is a storyline to see coming, but it's rooted in history. Zendaya meets CJ at the bar.
Which was, to me, the moment of the week.
Yes, it was one of them. Yes.
I was like, yes, I see what you're doing. And I, being new to the show, I totally got it.
Well, easily. He's like, I need a designer. I need cash. Zendaya has both. He could save the company with $100,000, pay it, like, and design probably something worthwhile.
Yep.
And his father, Anthony Dominguez, was there, was a designer there.
And Eric will hit the fan.
Yes, he will. We will. Meanwhile, we have Wyatt, whose hair he doesn't like, Dollar Bill, and CJ talking. Bill, that episode, he had me laughing the whole episode. He was having a good time. So you could tell Don Diamond was enjoying himself. Just, I mean, I love, he's like, don't call a skyscraper a her, and it's a her. I was like, oh, my God.
I actually thought they were referring to Brooke for a moment, and then I realized they were talking about the skyscraper.
The skyscraper, yes. Because Michael, you probably named it. You probably named it. You're like, don't refer to her as it. I wrote that in. I love that so much.
Yeah.
But basically, CJ tells him what's going on. And he's just like, how's this happening? He goes, they're going to get that. They're going to get $100,000. And he's like, mm-hmm. And he tells CJ, repeat after me, blah-blah. He said, and we start to repeat. He goes, okay, see you later, bye-bye. Pushes him out. That was hilarious. I think it's just...
Now, is Bold and the Beautiful good with bringing it back around? Like, will it ever be revealed that Bill never wrote?
Oh, yeah.
Or not Bill.
He wrote
that he wrote it and not...
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
Not Jared Maxwell.
Right.
He wrote it. It'll come out.
Okay, good.
But, I mean, the repercussion for him is like, he don't care. I mean...
Unless Sally or the Spectres do something retaliatory.
I feel like if they need to redeem her at some level or show like a path of her, but they can reveal that and she can go, oh my God, I do have talent then. It was Dollar Bill, and then another feud could happen. It could work out later on
okay,
in the future.
But they will do a reveal.
I feel they will.
I want them to.
If Zendaya does work at Spectra, I don't think they should cut Sally out. Well, they probably won't. If Zendaya goes to Spectrum. What about Nicole?
Which is going to make great storyline, because what's she going to do?
Right.
And then it's going to be awkward with her.
Right. Exactly. Great storyline. It's about, like, the same thing earlier before. There was Kristen and Tony. There was Thorne and Macy. Macy was a Spectre, Thorne was a friend. Like, that's the whole point.
Do you think that Shirley will end up loving or hating Zenday? Do you think she'll think that he's trying to make it his own? Or do you think that going to think that he's great because he's saving the business?
I have no idea.
It could go either way.
It could. That's a very good question.
I had a great interview with her, too.
Yeah, I put it on the day. She said she liked your jacket. All the men, like all the boys. We love Patricia so much. She's like just extra the bomb.
And she's killing it.
She is killing it. She is totally killing it. Yep. And I actually asked her, is Shirley mean? Or is she, you know, she's like, well, I mean, that's the whole thing. You just don't know. Just don't know. So Liam and Brooke, the Spencer men are together for a time, about Brooke, of course. Katie, Brooke, and Steffi. See, Steffi's still out of the loop with the whole Katie, Brooke, and Brooke and Quinn thing. So she's like, what happened in Australia? I don't know what happened. So she doesn't know anything either.
Does that affect her at all, though?
Okay, so Ridge is her father. Oh, no, he would, because she would say that, because she would say that she hates Quinn. Remember, she hates Quinn. So it would say,
that's
you
right.
ruined...
But we don't really see that. Oh, do you think she'll join forces with Katie?
I don't know. See, she'll know anything yet. But I have a feeling, I think she's quiet on Quinn now. She has to be. But I think if she finds out she hurt her grandfather, it's on again.
Yeah.
It's on it, cracking.
On and popping.
I've been popping, that's right. So I'm like, so that's Thursday. Friday, I like the Ridge hijacks Brooke's breakfast at first. He goes, and I like when he's like, let's do this. And he's like, put the paper, I put the napkin. I thought that was so funny, covering the ring. Was hilarious.
She was like, who do you think you are?
I know, that was so funny. Oh my God.
One thing we didn't talk about was when Ridge and Brooke were in the kitchen and Bill came in and he was saying, or was that last week?
It was last week, I think. I was like, that was last week.
I texted you that little video.
Yes, that was last week. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I loved that.
I was going to say, the three of them together is hilarious anyway, because, I mean, Bill and Ridge go at each other all the time.
Yeah.
And they did it again, basically. I mean, basically, you know, he sat with him and talked for a while, and then Bill finally shows up, of course.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, Bill's like, I don't know what happened. I'm going to find out. I don't know what happened between you guys.
Everyone will find out,
They will. And Bill, and what Brooke said to Katie, Bill didn't do anything wrong this time. He's like, why you trust Bill? Well, he was right. He didn't do anything. Ridge did it. Bill is actually innocent. He didn't do any scheming or anything. He sat on the sidelines, and Ridge ruined it. I mean, seriously. So, Katie never got over Steffi cheating with Bill that first time. Well, that's so funny. That's a long time ago. I think Nicole's going to have fertility issues to trying to conceive. There is that. I have a feeling that's going to happen, too. She gave birth to a baby for her sister. Can't have one for herself. That could be a compelling storyline, actually, if they do it correctly. Meanwhile, Sally talks. So we have Seymour Carter talking to Stephanie and Thomas. Sally has a tired lawyer, apparently, who just is like, I guess I could work this out.
On a budget.
Yeah, he's like whatever. I brought my lucky penny. Good luck with that.
And the judge,
Richard Karn from Home Improvement and Family Feud.
Yes,
I was like, you go, Richard Karn. I used to have a crush on him back in the day. He's like a big old bear before I even knew what bears were. I was like, ooh, he's like big and just burly.
As Tim Allen would say,
I know, like Tim Allen. I used to love him. So basically, the judge says she has no priors or anything. So they're already setting the stage to kind of lighten this up, because I mean, if she goes to jail 15 years and the show's over, I mean, her partner shows over. I mean, they're gonna do that, obviously. They're saying 5 years more likely, out with 3 for good behavior. So she'll be in for like 6 months.
Do you think we'll see her in jail?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. To me, they're leading like they're not going to have a good jail time.
Do you remember when they put Erica Kane in jail?
Yes.
For like a year?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That went on too long. Don't you think?
Yeah. Even though it's more realistic, yes. But yes, it did go on too long.
And Carmen?
Oh, my God. Erica Kane. Susan Lucci has a great new commercial for Progressive.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's called Nap Susan Lucci. I was like, and her hair's all really big, and she's the bomb.
She's a soap star. I mean, she's a star.
She's a star. That you said it right at the same time. She's actually a star.
Yeah.
She's one of the people who transcend soaps, I think, at this point. I mean, I cried. She won that Emmy. I cried. 19 times. I seriously, when they said her name, I think I was shocked too. I think we were all shocked.
Did you ever see when Susan Flannery won? They called Susan. Yes. And Susan Lucci started walking to the stage.
Because she was on stage already, and she's like, me? And it's like, no, it's Susan Flannery.
Next week, that's your clip right
there. I got a funny clip. That's a good one. I got a funny clip. It's like, oh, poor thing. At a time when Erica Slade's actually won for like the sixth time, and it was like, and they panned to Susan Lucci, and she's like, I love Susan.
Erica
Kane. So Bill and Wyatt tell Jerry Maxwell, you think she had talent. He totally made fun of him. Like, now you're supporting her and blah, blah, blah. Because Jerry thought she had some raw talent. So that has to all come out. They're mentioning it too many times. That's all come out. So basically, Thomas shows up to the meeting.
They keep mentioning it, but I don't feel like they're belaboring it. I feel like it's just such a gradual, natural progression, and it's not overkill.
Happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
And it will be good.
It'll be good. But Thomas has said, don't lock up Sally. He's basically said, on Friday, don't lock up Sally.
I was like, I do. I do and I will and I do again.
Quinn is the new Sheila, just not on the level of 10 crazy. That's true. I give you that one.
Is that true?
I think she is.
Sheila was crazy.
Sheila was the bomb. I don't even start. Kimberly Brown, don't even start it.
Will they ever get that crazy again? Like, do you think they would bring someone in to... I mean, no one did it like Kimberly.
No, I mean, and now, Michelle, you know I love you. You're my girl. Michelle Stafford's my girl. She's my friend. I didn't like it towards the end when they made the whole Sheila took her
face.
It was just like, and Lauren, and shot Lauren.
I couldn't care less.
Same here. It didn't work for me. I need Kimberly
Brown.
It was
like when they tried to bring Vivian back to Days.
Yes, it didn't work either.
No.
They gave her, even though Brent Foster, we love him, he played Quinn. He was on Dish and Days with us. He's a nice guy. But yeah, it all didn't work. Like, he made Claire McCloy a prostitute, and it just didn't work. But that's another show, of course, but didn't work. We have another flashback from episode 7 of the show in 1987. Here's the original Kristen before Tracy Melcher played her. Look at Stephanie.
Beautiful.
The sets are, I mean, back then, beautiful. Look at that. The long road, the long Joan Crawford road. Work it out, girl.
The set's beautiful.
And look at the shot of all that. You can tell it's a Bell soap, a Bill Bell soap.
It's magnificent, isn't it?
And the music, the chandelier, the shot coming in closer. That princess phone, that's right. Music stop. There you go. Look at that phone, I love it!
Hello?
Hello, Kristen. It's your mother.
What happened? It isn't Dad.
No, nothing's happened. Nothing bad, that is.
Then why are you calling me?
I thought already.
You might like to know that your brother's getting married.
Thorne?
No, Ridge.
Oh, come on.
He's marrying a very nice young woman named Caroline Spencer.
Ridge getting married? I can't believe it.
It was a surprise for
hair.
All of us,
it's
too.
Just like,
isn't she beautiful?
She is. Beautiful.
So when's the big day? A week from Friday.
And I was hoping that you might fly in from New York and be here.
That would be a disappointment, wouldn't it?
Kristen, do you want me to make a plane reservation for you or not?
No, Mother. Fortunately for you, I can't make it.
And what shall I tell your brother?
Don't bother. I'll call him myself.
Dang, her brat.
So how's Dad?
Why don't you call him yourself?
Ooh, dang.
Just trying to make conversation, Mother. Sorry about that.
Ooh, dang, okay. Just want to show that. That's from episode 7.
And I'm intrigued.
Yes.
I just beautiful. Got lost in that.
And that's the original Thorne, Clayton Norcross. It is so 80s. Look at that hair. It's so 80s. And look at that jacket.
It's perfect.
Oh my god! But the shots, this shot is beautiful, and it's just like it's coming around.
It was much slower.
It was.
Yeah.
When I saw these episodes when they first aired. I mean, I was into it, and like somebody says, you're 3 years old. Thanks. It was just, I saw there was a different type of soap when I saw it. It was very different.
Stephanie's so regal.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
Look at the original Thorne. It's so 80s. It's so 80s. He looks like a rich upper crust white guy.
Are these on YouTube?
They're on YouTube, kids. You can find them on YouTube. Someone loaded all the episodes, like from 1 through 30 or something, from the first season.
So. I watched episodes 1, 2, and 3 maybe, yeah. And they're really grainy, but this is really crystal clear.
Yep.
Know what I'm doing tonight.
That's right, kids. So I'm going to show you that. Yeah, so makeup was everything, folks. I know, it's totally, I mean, the 80s were the bomb. The 80s hairspray at work, that's right.
Yes.
It's Aquanet.
I love Bold and the Beautiful.
I know, me too.
Yep.
I told you, it's just one of the best stuff on TV. Okay, so you guys, like, I have a couple of news and gossip things.
AfterBuzz TV News.
May 21st, which is in 2 weeks, it is the 1 year anniversary of Bold Breakdown, you guys. Thank you so much. We will not be on for Memorial Day weekend, so we're doing it a few days earlier than our actual anniversary. But he's going to come back on the show. Brandon Luck is going to come back on the show. I'm working on a couple of guests. We're going to have a good time. We're going to celebrate the fact that Bold Breakdown's been on for a year, a show that I started, and I can't believe it's been a year. It's going to be crazy. We're going to have a good time. And also, Restless Wrap-Up, too. It's a year for them, too. I'll be on that show also. So it'll be 2 hours of celebration.
2 weeks from tonight?
2 weeks from tonight. Clips galore, and maybe some phone calls, and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have fun doing that. Also, on May 30th, here on AfterBuzz TV, I'm sitting down with Ron Moss, the original Rich.
Get out of town.
And so it'll be at, I believe, 2 o'clock in the afternoon here at AfterBuzz TV. Ron Moss and I, one-on-one, talking about The Bay, the series he's on right now, player of the band he's been in since the 70s, and his role as Ridge Forrester, the original Ridge Forrester.
Yep.
A good gift that I got. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And somebody said thank you. And also, just a side mention, I'll be interviewing his wife, Devin DeVasquez, a week earlier on the 22nd. She wrote a book about Prince.
Oh.
Her time with Prince. And so she and I are going, so I'm interviewing the couple, one on one day and one the other day.
Good.
So I booked that all in one day. I was like so proud of myself. Like, it's crazy. So me and Ron Moss. That's a legend.
Cool. Yeah,
so
that is a legend.
It's a legend. Yeah. So I'm very, very excited about that. So just stay tuned. Go follow our page on Bold Breakdown page. And you'll see all the different things and links on there.
There was no star who looked like Ron Moss.
No, not at all. Not at all. And he had the chiseled soap opera archetype look. Completely.
Yeah.
Completely. He just used the bomb. So
perfect casting.
I thought it was perfect casting. It was perfect casting. So we'll talk to him and he'll answer all your questions and that'll be fun. The Bay is the bomb. It's a good show too. So I'll be there. And tomorrow I'm talking to the ladies on the lake. Of The Lake, which is a new web series coming out May 15th on Amazon. I'm talking to Michael Caruso and ex-Rick, Kyle Lauder, who are both executive producers of this new series. I'm talking to Patricia Darbo in the series also, and so it's Ari Zucker, but they're coming on. I'm talking to Jessica Morris, Lily Melgar, Martha Madison, and, oh my God, I'm looking at one more person.
Kyle, right?
Yeah, but I was saying this was one more. That's it. Yes, that's what I'm talking to. And that is all tomorrow at 5 p.m. So if you're a soap fan, know some of these folks, then come check us out. It's going to be a good conversation with 7 people talking about a new soap. And Mark Caruso did Winterthorn, which was a great soap also. And it's really
which
good.
Is Martha Madison.
Martha Madison. And Martha's my friend, so it's going to be nice to see her again and talk to her. So that's your soap news that's coming up, anything Bold and Beautiful related. So, again, we'll be here next week, which is Mother's Day. We'll be here on the 21st. But no show on Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
So that's how I do that. Matthew, thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne. And every Sunday at 4:10 Pacific, 7:10 Eastern for the Days of Our Lives after show, Dishin' Days. What about you?
It's funny. They're saying he's original Brady to me. Yeah, I interviewed Kyle Lauder years ago, so I love Kyle. I am James Lott Jr. You can follow me where all James Lott Jr.'s are sold, and that's at James Lott Jr. I have 2 books out on Amazon. Go to James Lott Jr. on Amazon. I have 3 radio shows. They're now all on iTunes. So go to iTunes, type in JLJ Media or James Lott Jr., and my shows will all pop up. I have Mark J. Freeman from Dishin' Days is going to be on my show next week, Extra Connection, so you want to check that out.
Yes.
And, of course, all the shows I do here on AfterBuzz TV, go to iTunes and YouTube to AfterBuzz TV. You can see those. And the Bold and Beautiful mini spotlights are on my JLJ Media and YouTube. God, I do a lot of stuff, don't I? And I'm actually got some announcements coming up this week for my birthday. I have some announcements coming up later on this week. So stay tuned and follow me there. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.